Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Felder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Deer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Felder is one for one in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Pecota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. the Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws White out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spears moves to third. Felder moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Spears scores. Felder moves to third. Gantner moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felder scores. Gantner scores. Yount moves to second. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Brett moves to third. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felder. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Felder strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Tony Foss is now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 3 in the game. Eisenreich bunts towards the mound. Foss fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Wellman moves to second. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Wellman scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 7-4, Royals. Chuck Krim now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to third. It's 8-4, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett scores. 2 outs. It's 9-4, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Brock, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer strikes out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Farr covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.